Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotions. Psalm 40, 1 through 5 says this: I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on the rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you have planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, there be too many to declare. The idea of David waiting on or for the Lord has been common, especially the last few psalms. In the previous psalm, David waited upon the Lord without immediate answer. That's hard for us as people. Here the answer is stated: he inclined to me and heard my cry. This prompts a question: does God really hear us when we cry out to him? Or are we willing to be patient enough and wait for his answer when we cry out to him? Maybe that's a better question. The word inclined has the sense of God's bending down to David in his affliction and removing any perceived distance between the Lord and him. Thus, when David knew God heard his cry, he was confident of a favorable answer. He knew that his God loved him and would answer his cry. God delivered him from his present crisis, which was like mire and clay, and he set him in a much better place, a more secure place. Establishes my steps, he says. David's prayer for deliverance was answered by a God David knew was listening to him and would answer him when the time was right and needed. Not only did he answer David, the Lord placed a new song in his mouth. His deliverance brought forth spontaneous praise, a new song that came from God himself and was expressed via David's singing to the Lord. He couldn't help but rejoice for what God has done. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. This is a natural and appropriate thought flowing from what David had just experienced. He knew by experience that trust, as shown by waiting patiently for the Lord, is blessed by God. Trust is to be a part of our living for God and placing our lives in his hand, knowing he will do what needs to be done in his time. As we live out our lives in this world today, I've noticed that trust is not easy for most people. We simply do not trust people or situations because time and time again, worldly people have let us down. Yet David gives us an example of placing our trust in God, for he will never let us down. God does not always answer us in the way we wish he could or would, or as quickly as we may think he should. But he always answers in his time just when it is needed and just the right way. David says that we should not place our trust in those in the world who seem to be learned and talented, but in the Lord always. Why? Just look at what the Lord has done right before our eyes. We can't even tell of how many things he's done over and over again. There are too many to be listed. So trust in the Lord always. Put your life and all of those you love in his hands. He will do what's best in his time. You got to believe it. You got to live by it. One day at a time, just trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Prayer thoughts for today. Remember those battling cancer. We still have Corey and Kathy and Janelle and others. Remember Dallas and Whitney, as Dallas is still looking for a job. Carrie Williams went home to be with the Lord last Saturday. We want to lift up the family, their daughter, and those who are just going through this time. Bob Mueller and the issue on his back as he trusts the Lord for healing. Bonnie Osborne's dad, who's been in the hospital, not sure what the current update is on that, but let's just trust in the Lord as that as well. What's going on in the Middle East, our missionaries, our families, our nation, the church, we just have a lot to pray about. Spend a few minutes in prayer, and then trust in the Lord today. Have a great day, and God bless.